this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Glenda Ferrier, who is the CEO at Cass Incorporated in Atlantic, is in with us this morning. Good morning. Good
morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. We want to talk about some of the recent changes people may or maybe haven't paid much attention to. But in some cases, folks have noticed that there have been some changes, a period of transformation for Cass Incorporated. And before we get into some of those issues, I just want to throw out there, too, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a member of the board of directors at Cass Incorporated, so I do have a little bit of insight on those things. But I'll leave my part to questioning you for today. How's that sound?
Jim's being humble. He's actually the president of our board of directors. And was many years ago when we first built our buildings and so on. So we appreciate his leadership.
Well, and that's one of the things, I guess, Cass Incorporated, before we get into those types of things, you've always been blessed, it seems, with some very good people to get involved in leadership. It's a volunteer board, like so many are around here, but folks take an interest.
They do. We've got an incredible board, I think. We have a 9-member board, and they're across various disciplines in the community, and they've just been super, and it's been a great board for decades now, so really appreciate that.
Well, and of course, they meet once a month to sit and listen to all the things that you folks who work there every day have to go through, and a couple of those things have to do with the transformations, and I guess in some cases it depends on whether or not it directly affects your life as to how much you've been paying attention to some of these issues, but the privatization here in Iowa of the Medicaid system has caused a change in how things are done. A bit of a sweeping change in some ways, but in some ways not, because things have been changing and morphing over the years anyway, and how disbursements, how payments were made for the services that you provide.
Right, yeah, we got involved with Medicaid probably 10, 12 years ago with some of our services. So they were funders of our programs through the waivers. They have, you know, various waivers around states that waive some of their rules so that people can be served in the community rather than in, you know, institutions or whatever. And so that's how we first got started. But of course, like everything, you know, things are changing all the way across the country. And, you know, now we fall into that realm of managed care, just like every other provider of Medicaid services. We're kind of new to them because they typically, the managed care companies, you know, we have three now in Iowa, have not worked with what's called long-term support services, and that's what Cass Incorporated is. You know, we're not a hospital or we're not, you know, a medical provider. We're not medical at all, but we just support people in living and working in the communities, and that's brand new to the MCOs. And we just went live April 1st, so we're still figuring out, you know, how to bill and how to get paid and, you know, those kinds of things. We had to contract. We only contracted with two of them because the third one would not negotiate rates with us and we couldn't literally afford to go with them. But we're working out the bugs and so far so good. We've billed, I think, twice every other week and it's coming together.
It's kind of one of those things where, is it good? Is it bad? It's just different right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we don't know yet. And we're all... Most providers like Cass Incorporated belong to a state association, the Iowa Association of Community Providers, and they've done a super job of keeping us all up to speed and bringing in speakers and trainers and about everything we've needed to know about getting on board with this initiative we've learned through our state association. They continue to do that. They're bringing all the managed care companies to our meetings every month, and we keep working out the bugs, and, you know, we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose the other issue is probably one that people might be more familiar with, how you're reimbursed for your services. Maybe a lot of folks don't really want to get too much into the nuts and bolts
right.
of that. But the way services are provided is changing very rapidly and has gotten some attention around the area. A few weeks ago, we had an auction to just kind of move out some of the stuff that you just don't need anymore because of the changes. And I know that got a lot of folks' attention, but... is it easy to explain to folks exactly how the transformation is occurring and why?
I don't know if it's easy to explain, but it seems like we're needing to explain it a lot because, you know, again, I think you said it earlier, if people don't have a reason to, you know, think about Cass Incorporated or the people that we serve, they tend maybe just to know we're there but not really pay attention. So when they hear a piece of something, I think sometimes they make an assumption. And so some of the pieces are, you know, yes, we're moving from our workshop, you know, that's at 7th Street, we're moving people from that out into the community. And so people assume that we're closing. But what people don't know is we're already serving, everybody we serve residentially is already in the community. we support 50 to 60 people at any given times or any given time in community-based jobs, you know, regular employment, mm-hmm. and so we support them with that. So we just have a small piece of what we do now that's still, quote, at the workshop. And this all came about from, it's another Medicaid rule, but they cite the Americans with Disabilities Act, Title II, which is about discrimination by segregation, and then also a ruling called the Olmstead decision. But basically they say that people with disabilities, civil rights issue, people with disabilities cannot be receiving services that are paid for by Medicaid if they are getting those services in a group of other people with disabilities. In other words, they need to be integrated and a part of our general community. So that's where this is all coming from. And we have the rule becomes totally in effect March the 17th of 2019. And so our organization has already started what we're calling our transformation. And we've discontinued some of our services, moved them in the community. We still have work to do in the workshop piece, but we'll get there too.
What it kind of boils down to is this has to become more of a partnership, the way the mm-hmm. services are provided between not just CASI Incorporated, but also with other businesses, groups, organizations, individuals out there in helping to put people in a good place where they can really kind of continue to move forward. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we have to look at it, and it truly is, I guess, a civil rights issue. And if we go back to, I'm old enough that I remember the civil rights activities of the 60s, and, things, younger people wouldn't remember this, but I remember the segregation of people of color, and it's kind of that same thing, you know. I mean, now, you know, people of different ethnicities they're just a part of our community. I mean, we're all just a piece of the community, and that's what they're wanting, you know, that's what Medicaid is wanting for people with disabilities, that they not be, you know, a person with a disability served over here. They want that person with a disability to be just like everybody else in the community. And that makes sense, you know, and that's what we're shooting for.
Well, and some would say that, well, different folks will function differently in situations too. It may be right for some, it may not necessarily be right for others, but couldn't we say that about our regular workforce different places too?
We can say that about everybody. I mean, who doesn't need some kind of an accommodation of some sort, you know? That's true. Everybody's going to function a little differently, and the role of CAS Incorporated is and has always been to provide whatever supports are necessary for that person to be successful in whatever situation they're in. So some of the people we're serving may only need an hour or, you know, an hour a day or an hour a week, and some people are going to need 10 hours a day. So each person we serve is individualized, and whatever it takes to have them be successful in living lives of meaning and value, you know, fully integrated in the community.
Have you had some successes during the early stages of the transformation?
We've had tons of successes. I wouldn't just say in the early days of the transformation, because quite frankly, we've been doing this work for, you know, all of our almost 39 years. Some people come into the workshop and they transition through and they go on, and some people come to the workshop and they love it and they stay, and some people never come to the workshop and they just go to work out in the community. So I think we're just continuing what we've always done, but we're just doing it with, the foot on the accelerator a little harder now, you know, and the goal is to get everyone out into the community by that March 2019 date. 2019 date, that's our target. That's what we're shooting for.
Absolutely. What can the public do to help this along? Do they just sit back and watch? Are there things they can do?
Well, you know, you'll probably, if you're an employer in town, you're probably going to hear from one of our staff, you know, our community employment specialists are out talking to people. They're trying to build relationships with folks. There's unemployment is not high in Cass County, and so sometimes it's a little harder maybe to access jobs for people, but I think for the most part, people who have hired an individual with a disability, you know, gets a pretty great employee, and our staff actually come on board with that person and learn the job and help to teach the job and help the employer out.
And that comes at no cost to the employer.
Right, that's part of what we get paid for to do our support services. So, yeah, employers, you know, if you're looking for a labor source, we have a lot of people that are very capable. We have people, you know, that Some of them need one challenge, you know, might need one support, or another challenge might need another support, but it's very workable. And, you know, we've had a number of people go to work for, you know, area factories and stuff, and they've been really pleased. So they come back and they hire more people. And that's what we're, you know, just be willing to talk with our folks and see. And sometimes you might not even think you have a position for someone. And, you know, if you allow our staff to come in and just kind of take a look at some of those unmet needs you're not getting done, we've had several part-time jobs that come about from people saying, well, I don't really have a job opening, but then they find out that this isn't getting done or that, nobody has time for it, and it's created a great job for somebody that we serve. So just, you know, just being open-minded and talking to folks. And then also, please pass the word that CAS Incorporated is not closing. We are just redesigning our services in compliance with the Medicaid settings rule. We're all smiling about that one because that's our new mantra.
You beat me to it. That was going to be my last point there, too. Very good. Well, Glenda, thanks so much for coming in and sharing. I know these are difficult things to talk about to a general population who may not necessarily pay close attention to the details of what CAS Incorporated is about or what they mean to the community, but it's nice to at least kind of get that discussion going. And hey, if folks are asking the questions, maybe that's a good thing too.
Yes, and please, anybody, I've had people just call me up and say, what's going on with you guys? And that's great. I mean, call me up, 243-2668, extension 15, and I'll be glad to talk with you about it. If you have any questions or comments, we're always willing to listen.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.